Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you like on a Honda you love. I'm Winston Harrison. Here's what's happening. Investigators say video, cell phone, and ballistic evidence, and DNA tied two men to the killing of Philadelphia Police Sergeant Richard Mendez at the airport 2 years ago. KYW's Karma Justice reporter Christian Johansson is covering the trial.
Prosecutors say Yobrani Martinez Fernandez and Hendrix Pina Fernandez were part of a group that was in the business of stealing cars, and the airport was their hunting ground. They say the pair, along with Alexander Batista Polanco and Jesus Madeira Duran, were in parking lot D on October 12th of 2023 trying to steal a Jeep when they were interrupted by Sergeant Richard Mendez and his partner. Shots rang out, and Mendez was shot four times, his partner once in the arm, and Madeira Duran was also shot several times. Authorities say Yobrani stole Mendez's gun before the group drove Madeira Duran to the hospital where he died. Mendez also died at the hospital. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel was in the courtroom.
I just want to remember the man. Everything I hear about him and everything I hear about all of our men and women is how great they were. An amazing father is as an incredible, incredible daughter.
The trial is expected to last through next week. Lawmakers in Harrisburg have passed a spending plan, bringing Pennsylvania's 135-day budget impasse to an end. KYW Suburban Bill Chief Joe Melbert reports.
While the $50.1 billion spending plan passed both chambers with bipartisan support, it comes with bipartisan criticism. House Appropriations Minority Chairman Republican Jim Struzzi.
I understand that there are concerns with the spend number amongst many of us, but I truly believe that the policies within this bill will spur our economy, will bring people back to Pennsylvania.
Among the wins for Democrats, the full second installment of education funding and a tax cut for working families. For Republicans, Pennsylvania's officially out of REGI, the multi-state emissions reduction plan, which House Republican leader Jesse Topper says was costing jobs while tied up in court since 2019.
After today, that specter will be gone. And I believe that this is a moment that we can look to in time, that we will say Pennsylvania started to meet its full potential when it came to developing energy.
While the spending plan clears the major hurdle and ends the impasse, several other code bills specifically directing money still have to be passed. More terrible news for SEPTA regional rail riders. The transit agency says the same 22 regional rail trains we've been telling you about all this week will remain canceled Thursday and Friday as it continues to inspect its Silver Liner 4 cars. And on top of all this, operators are poised to authorize a strike. More from KYW's Mike Donato.
In a video to members Wednesday, Transport Workers Union Local 234 Executive VP Bill Bannon said a strike authorization vote is set for Sunday.
At the strike authorization meeting, we will be handing out our strike T-shirts and our strike signs.
SEPTA's contract with its 5,000 bus, subway, and trolley operators expired last Friday, but workers remain on the job as negotiations continue. Here's SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush.
We are hopeful that we'll be able to reach an agreement without any disruption to our customers.
There's also a deal in place for SEPTA to ease its regional rail car shortage by leasing 10 cars from the MARC system in Maryland for $22,000 a month.
We're looking at any options that are available to us for supplementing the fleet that we have.
Bush says those cars from Maryland won't be available for service here for several weeks. The U.S. Mint in Philadelphia has struck its last penny. President Trump has ordered the end of the 1 cent coin as the cost climbed to nearly 4 cents apiece. The mint has been making pennies in Philadelphia since 1793, with billions in circulation. The Treasury Department expects to save $56 million a year on materials by ceasing to make them, but they still have a better production cost-to-value ratio than the nickel, which costs nearly 14 cents to make. The dime, by comparison, costs less than 6 cents to produce, and the quarter nearly 15 cents. Well, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas outside of City Hall as this year's holiday tree is installed. KYW's Connor Barkon has more.
The Parson Brown Singers performed holiday carols to celebrate this year's tree installation. City officials, along with Welcome America, Inc., announced multi-denominational holiday celebrations planned for this year as a crane lowered the tree from Stutzman Family Farms, run by third-generation farmer Dan Stutzman.
This tree was planted by his father when he was just a little boy over 75 years ago.
Michael Delbane is president and CEO of Welcome America.
When installed, will stand over 60 feet tall. That tree weighs 8,000 pounds.
Mayor Parker says there is nothing like Christmas in Philadelphia and announced singer Ashanti will perform at the December 4th tree lighting ceremony at City Hall.
The crisp winter air is a sure sign for us that the most wonderful time of the year is about to light up our city.
More performers will be announced for the tree lighting in the coming weeks. That's the O-Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All-Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.